How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys, talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you and welcome to the Ray Program, 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to get on board on the brand new VTech phone system I'll be telling you about in a little bit, a great business phone system, especially for the small businesses. We'll get to that coming up. 844-729-7469. Emails, which we get to in block four here on the program at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We'll get right to your email question. Reading all the headlines, I do know where to start because I'm prepared to start, but I saw this. This is the shocking amount it will cost you to raise your child. How much? It's way more than you think. And the richer you are, the way more it costs you. Get ready to pay another $500 in Social Security taxes. Wait a minute, I thought Trump was going to lower taxes. Well, the Social Security tax rate is going up. I will explain that. And if you're self-employed, it's not $500. It's over $1,000 more in Social Security taxes. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about going in the back door for a Roth IRA. But I start today with something I have discussed before, because it is somewhat of a pet peeve of mine with financial advisors and software. Are you the kind of person that goes online and gets into the, you know, the T. Rowe Price calculators and the Fidelities and the Vanguards and all that? Because everybody's got these retirement calculators you can tinker with. And I don't need to tell you garbage in, garbage out, but I do need to share with you how a lot of these calculations are absolutely flawed. And if you rely on them, or if your financial planner, your broker, your advisor, your CPA is relying strictly on retirement software, it may be an exercise in futility, because the numbers they're spewing out may not have the right impact, I should say, on you. So, what do you say? Are we going to get the party started? Yeah, I think so. I got to come up with a better song here, I'm sorry. You know, it just gets annoying after a while. Sorry. Maybe next week, all right? We'll finish up this week with Pink, and then we'll do something else. I got tired of the revolution thing, too, so what the heck. All right, so Michael Kitsis wrote about this a while back. I want to read this executive summary to you because it sort of lays the groundwork for what I am talking about here and how so many people, including advisors, get this wrong. And it could be financially devastating if you do get it wrong. Here's what he said. The sustainability of retirement cash flows from a portfolio depends in no small part on the returns generated by that portfolio, in particular, the returns given the pernicious impact of inflation over a multi-decade retirement. In today's high valuation environment, well, by the way, nobody is questioning the higher valuations of stocks. Now, we can debate, obviously, what impact that could have short and long term, but by all standards, all measurable standards, the stock market's way overvalued today. Many retirement projections are being done with reduced long-term assumptions, with a caveat that while many advisors agree on the need to project lower returns, there is little agreement on how much lower it should be. So if you have high valuations, you're going to have lower returns going forward. How much lower? I don't know. No one does. He goes on, a look at the available market data suggests that realistically it would be appropriate to reduce equity return assumptions by about 1 percentage point, or 100 basis points, over the next 30 years to reflect the current valuation environment. So when you look at it over a long time period, even though prices are the market's a little bit pricey today, what he's saying is that will affect the long-term return by about 1%. So if you're 25 or 35 years old and you're looking at 30 years of saving in your 401k, you don't need to worry much about the market being a little too pricey. And this is important because if you listen to the 24-hour financial news and a lot of radio talk shows, they're convincing a lot of the younger people, oh, you got to get out, you got to time the market, you got to read the MACD charts, you got to do all this crap that really has little impact, if any, because market timing decisions are going to cost you way more than that 1%. They're just saying stay fully invested, and if you don't get 9.6, you may get 8.6 over the next 30 years. So what? In point of fact, though, it turns out that market valuations, he says, is even more predictive of 15-year returns, and that today's high P/E ratios imply that between now and 2030, market returns could be reduced by as much as 400 basis points. That's 4%. Now we're talking real numbers. If you expected 9 and you only get 5, that could have a very, very damaging impact, especially if you expected to get something significantly higher. On the other hand, he says, because market valuations and the associated returns tend to move in cycles, this also implies that in the 2030s and 2040s, market returns could be as much as 400 basis points, or 4%, above the long-term average as well. Wow. Ultimately, then, the ideal way to adjust return assumptions in a retirement plan in today's environment may not be to reduce long-term returns at all, but instead do projections with a regime-based approach to return assumptions. This would entail projecting a period of much lower returns followed by a subsequent period of higher returns in a manner that more accurately reflects the impact of market valuation on returns and better accounts for the sequence of return risk along the way as well. So let me translate this for you. I mean, not that I have to, because it kind of speaks for itself. But what they're saying is there's a flaw in the system. There is a flaw, and that flaw is when market valuations are high, everybody buys the fact that going forward, you're probably not going to get 10% or whatever in stocks. The studies and the statistics would indicate that as long as you reduce the performance by about 1% per year over 30 years, you're going to come out pretty close to accurate, looking at all the statistical data. And I believe that to be accurate. Again, for a 35, 40-year-old who's got a 30-year time horizon for saving and investing money in the stock market, then this has no impact. It has no impact on the 2050 fund that Vanguard just introduced, okay? No impact. But for somebody that's going to retire over the next 10, 15 years, 5 years next year, it has enormous, enormous impact. Because what they're suggesting here is the rate of return for stocks could be as much as 400 basis points below its historical average between now and 2030. Again, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm saying that the statistics and the price-to-earnings ratios, et cetera, would indicate something like that could, in fact, be the case. But then the market makes up for that by overproducing for the next 15 years by 400 basis points, the combination of which over a buy and hold 30-year period works out to about a 1% reduction in overall rate of return. Does that make sense? Jim, are you following that? No? See, I didn't think so. Let me see if I can say it. I'll speak slower for Mr. Stewart. If the stock market sucks over the next 15 years, the next 15 years is likely to have a stock market that doesn't suck.
Got it.
All right?
Thank you.
In fact, it doesn't suck so much that it will make up for all of those crappy years and only have an impact of about 1% over a 30-year time period. You got it now?
Perfect.
Okay. So we'll continue on this theme, because what is the impact if somebody is heading into retirement now and says, what happens if it does suck for me? How am I going to survive retirement with market returns that could be as much as 4% per year less than what my broker or financial planner or the software that I'm using is anticipating? Stick around. That's up next on The Ray Lucci.
I can handle things. I'm smart.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
He's on the 30, the 20, the 10, touchdown!
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Back to the retirement planning implications of a I gotta put my mic on, sorry. You guys didn't remind me. I'm irresponsible. Welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia program. As I said, we're gonna get back to this whole business of retiring, these cycles with respect to how the stock market moves and how the software and financial advisors are getting this whole retirement thing wrong. But first, I want to bring to your attention something that that we just acquired here on the Ray Lucia Show, a VTech phone system. Now, if you're a small business and you want to have a phone system like the big businesses have, finally, a company, VTech, has come out with something that's super easy to install. It's a four-line phone system, one of the best you can find anywhere. And if you want the best in customer service, this is the phone system for you, I'm telling you. The four-line small business phone system components include the main console with the option of expandable cordless desk sets, cordless accessory handsets, cordless everything, headsets, the whole deal. I love those cordless headset things. And you can expand up to 9 different components wherever there's power all around your office. So it's pretty cool. Now, in addition to the ease of use and simple, hey, folks, if I can install something like this, I guarantee you can. You get auto attendant for each line, a digital answering machine with mailboxes for every single extension, full duplex speaker phones, which is really cool because I hate, not having a speaker phone, music on hold, power failure operation, 6-party conferencing. That's the best because I always like to have, like team meetings with all of the people on the staff and the bozos and my guys in the back room there. VTech wants to help your small business grow this year. So for the entire month of January, if you're listening to this program, you get 20% off of any of their small phone bundles when you purchase online using this promo code. Now write this down. NTK65EEK. As an eek, NTK65EEK. The VTech four-line small business phone system components are available in stores and online at Office Depot, Office Max, and Staples, as well as online at www.vtechphones.com. That's vtechphones.com. Do what the Ray Lucia Show does. Get a VTech phone system. Go to vtechphones.com, NTK65EEK. And I thank them. Love that phone system. Jimmy, I used to have 100 employees, and I can't tell you how much money we spent on phones and reprogramming and then receptionists, and you add it all up. I mean, it is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And man, you get one of these super whiz bang phone systems with the technology that they have today, save a bundle of money.
You had to run all that wiring and hardwire all that stuff in. Somebody would move from one seat to another seat.
It was horrible.
This is all just
nightmare.
Automatic.
Nightmare. Okay, so we've been talking about something that I think is one of the most important topics for individuals that are in retirement right now or planning retirement over the next 10 or 15 years. I've written on this subject. I've spoken all over the country. I've trained advisors on it. And I want to bring it to your attention, because get this right, live happily ever after. Get this wrong, dog food may be in your future. Yeah, that too. So here's the thing. What the research has shown is that right now, valuations are high. Now, I can't promise you that that means lower stock prices ahead, but on average, the next 15 years are likely to be less than one might expect. They could be more. I don't know. But if you look at what's happened historically, the cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio is hovering near 27, 28. Historically, it's at 16. That's a big overvaluation thing. Now, maybe the next two or three years, the stocks continue to run up. My suspicion is they probably will. But when you look at the next 15 years, it's not likely that you're going to get the same returns that we're used to getting in stocks historically. Call it 9, 10%. Now, it doesn't bother me either way, because I have the solution for you. And the solution is, make sure that you have enough income to support your needs for the next 10, 12, 15 years. Because if you can do that, and we're wrong, so what? Then stocks will be fantastic for the next 15 years, and maybe you'll earn 400 basis points more. And at that point, you can reshuffle the portfolio. But if this fellow Kitsis is right, and the research that he's pointing to is right, then you would fear not the fact that your stocks may only do 6% instead of 10%, or 5% instead of 10% over the next 15 years, because they're likely over the next 15 years, according to what he is reporting, to do 13, 14%. Now, what's important about that is, if you have provided yourself with the security of income without a lot of risk and without a lot of volatility over the next 15 years, even if you never rebalanced, and I want to repeat this because I have been misquoted and misinterpreted on this before, and the people that have misquoted and misinterpreted are dead wrong. Even if you never rebalance your portfolio, and you went through 15 dismal years of stocks to be followed by 15 years of overperformance of stocks, then that would portend that you don't need to rebalance, because you would be draining from a portfolio that's going ballistic in the stock market. And remember, we have reported on this program at least a dozen times, two pretty serious academic studies that suggest that regardless of when you retire, if you spend from the bond allocation first and the stock allocation second, even if you didn't rebalance, while the portfolio would appear to be riskier, and according to standard deviations and all kinds of other metrics, it would be, quote, riskier and more volatile, your results in 100% of the cases on one study and 90% of the cases since the late 1800s on another study were significantly enhanced. And so when I read this article, I said, man alive, this is exactly what I need to give me the confidence to continue on this jag that I've been on since the middle 1990s, that spending, having enough safe money to last you X number of years. You've got to fill in the X. Like I said, some people say 2 years, 5 years. I say 15. But if you have some income from real estate, some stable income from real estate, some stable income from insurance or annuities, and you have income from stocks and CDs and laddered bonds and tips and all that stuff, and all that added up can get you through the next 10 or 15 years, even if those next 10 or 15 years are crappy returns for stocks, it would be likely, according to academic research, that the next 15 years will be fantastic for stocks. And in the long run, you'll succeed.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number 3030.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
So during the break, Mr. Stewart says, so do you really buy this stuff? Do you really think the market's going to like implode in the next couple of years? And I said you weren't paying attention, Jim. Didn't I say I have no clue? I have no clue. If you were to ask me what I thought might happen, and by the way, folks, don't go to the bank on this at all, because what I think is totally irrelevant. You see, I want a strategy that is way smarter than me. And I think I'm pretty smart when it comes to this stuff. I study it like all the time. I ought to know a little bit about it. But you can't predict what's going to happen. But for me, having read all of this, I still think there's a few more years for this market to run. Because it takes a while sometimes for the overvaluations to catch up with you. But boy, when they do, it gets pretty ugly for the next while. So from my perspective, I always like to make sure that individuals, regardless of where they are, have enough safe money so that they don't ever have to sell stocks when they're down. And I have taught this whole concept of doing some kind of value averaging as opposed to rebalancing, which is essentially saying, you know what, if you have a tremendous year in the stock market, way more than you ever planned on, it's all right to scrape a little bit of the cream off the top. Do it in your IRA or whatever so you don't have to pay taxes. But, I mean, that's a little more sophisticated approach to the whole rebalancing thing. But I want to have a portfolio where even if I don't rebalance, I've got the advantage. And the two studies that I alluded to, one was done in 2007, the other was done in 2008. One comes out of the Stern Business School in New York. The other one comes out of Washburn University. Finance professors, super propeller heads. And they looked at various ways to structure a portfolio and spend money from said portfolio. And in both instances, if all you did was simply have two different buckets, and one was safe and one was risky, one was bonds and one was stocks, to be oversimplified here, and when you approached retirement, the day you retired, you just simply spent the bond money until it ran out. You know, if you're a 60-40 mix or whatever the mix is that you and your advisor come up with, just spend the bond money first. And even though 10, 15 years from now, you may be 100% in stocks, you're also 10 or 15 years older. So you're 80 years old. And even though the stock market could go down 50%, the fact that even if it does, the recovery will overcompensate, again, according to the historical data, will overcompensate over the subsequent 15 years that you're likely to be okay. And the only thing that I did that was not in this study is I said, well, wait a minute, let's add some non-correlating income producing assets so that we're less reliant on stocks and bonds. And that's where income producing real estate comes from, and that's where annuitized income comes from, because neither one of them care what the CAPE ratio is on the stock market. They don't care what the cyclically adjusted price to earnings overvaluation metrics are. I don't care. I'm renting my place to Jim Stewart. He's got a good credit score. I've checked him out. He needs to live somewhere. He pays me rent every month. I put that rent in my pocket and I run and hide. And hopefully he keeps doing that. because if I'm a good landlord, he's likely to stay, even if my rents are a little bit higher, because when he calculates how much it's going to cost him to move across town and take his kids out of one school and put them in another school or whatever, he's going to say, for, you know, $28 more a month, I'm going to stick with Ray. That's what happens in real life. And an annuity, no, he doesn't care. Some insurance company says, I'm going to guarantee to pay you X amount of dollars every month for as long as you live, as long as your wife lives. So now I may only be relying on the stock portion of my income need for 2 or 3%. Well, that's the dividend yield on a stock portfolio. So who cares if the price goes down, if the dividends are still being paid to me? So that's kind of a lengthy answer, but I think you get the gist of why I'm so passionate about this, because I know if you follow this, you can choose to rebalance or not choose to rebalance, and you'll be fine either way. Okay, did you follow that, Jim?
I did. And, you know, and I think that we're in a little bit of a paradigm shift. I mean, we have a new administration. We have a new president that's more business-oriented than perhaps politics-oriented.
And That's pretty obvious on the politics side, for sure.
Yeah, and here's what happens. I think that the buy-and-hold strategy is going to be a buffer for people. People make the wrong moves at the wrong time for the wrong reasons. So I think the market's going to be a little frothy and going up and down, and I think the buy and hold is going to be the salvation for those people to go through that.
Well, you know, and if you look back in history, the buy and hold has been the salvation for all people because timing the market has never consistently worked. It's never, ever consistently worked, and there's no strategy out there that I know of that has consistently produced better returns. And that's pretty obvious when you look at the active management versus the indexing. We've had a lot of discussions about that lately. Okay, changing gears here. This is the shocking amount it will cost you to raise a child. So now I speak to all of us that are parents and grandparents. And I love kids. We had four of them in 4 years. Yes. Rhythm system, forget about it. Forget about it. Didn't work.
Forget about it.
Exactly. Higher earning parents will spend an astonishing $454,770 to raise a baby born last year until they turn age 18. This according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Now, I don't know what agriculture is doing. Do you guys find that kind of funny? What in the heck is the Department of Agriculture wasting their money on to tell us how much we're going to spend on our kids? And they got it down to $454,700. And then you add another $150,000 for college, you're at $600,000. Now that's for individuals that earn more than $107,400. If you earn between, what is it, 59.2 and 107.4, you'll spend a mere $284,570. That's quite a bit as well. So the question that I have here is this one of the reasons why a lot of younger people are waiting to have their children? Let me talk to those from the perspective of somebody that didn't. I couldn't wait. because I got married at 23. At age 24, bada bing. At 25, bada bang. At 26, bada boom. And at 27, uh-oh, another one. Four in a row. And, yeah, was it a struggle? Of course it was. But it was pretty cool, actually. Because then later on in life, as the kids all kind of grew up together, it made for a more interesting family dynamic. So I wouldn't let this huge expense deter you as long as you have good, stable jobs. By the same token, unplanned pregnancies are quite a shock. Like every one of ours was unplanned, and it was quite a shock. And then it becomes a huge commitment on your part to sacrifice something. I'll never forget the day I had a little orange Porsche. the old, what are they, 924s or whatever they called them way back when, a little tiny, cutest car I ever owned. And I'm a kid. And my boss at the time, you know, I was so good, he said, well, if you come into management, I'll lease a car for you. And I said, well, this car is going to cost $145 a month. And he said, I'm not going to lease a car that expensive. He said, I'll tell you what, I'll lend you the money and you can go buy the car yourself. And so I did. That's what I did. I bought a sexy little car when we had one kid. And then we had two kids. And then we had three kids. And I'm looking at this little car and, you know, have car seats and all that stuff back then. The kids were sitting on the floorboards. So I had to get rid of it. Broke my heart. But the point is, individuals that decide to have a family have got to be financially secure, because the cost of raising those kids is way more than you would ever think. And you've got to decide on whether or not you're going to drive. I ended up getting a beat up Buick. Yeah, the big huge back seat that I could throw all four kids in, and got rid of the 924. A beat up Buick that was paid for, or a 924 where the payment was $145 a month. I had to make that tough call. And if you've got kids and grandkids, and they're thinking about having kids of their own, they're going to have to make a tough call too. Stick around.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours.
Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
You've got mail.
Hey, welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board. If you'd like to email me, it's pretty easy to do. Go to raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com, and we'll try to answer those emails. I got a bunch on the line, so let's hit it, fellas. What do you think?
Oh, yes, wait a minute.
I will start with Fred, who asks this question. What is a FSA carryover provision? An FSA is a flexible spending account. So if your company has a flexible spending account, they would typically come to you and say, how much of your paycheck do you want to allocate toward this flexible spending account? And you can use this money for prescriptions and drugs and childcare and all that other stuff, right? Now, a flexible spending account is a use it or lose it benefit. So if you don't spend the money, you got to be judicious in how much money. If you say it's $300 or $400 a month, they take the $300 or $400 a month out of your paycheck and it goes into this account. And if you don't get it all used up by the target date, then you lose the money. Company keeps it or the plan keeps it. Many plans, most of them I would say nowadays, have what is called a carryover provision because pretty unpopular when you own a company. You have a flexible spending account, and one of your key employees forgets to use up all of that money by December 31. So now they have, for all intents and purposes, these carryover periods. What is it, Jim? Usually 60, 90 days, something like that?
Right. And usually it's a certain limit, a dollar amount.
Yeah, like $500 or whatever. So you can carry over a certain amount. You still have to be judicious on how much you select. If, for example, you need dental work done, well, when you have the sign-up period, calculate that in and then work with your dentist and all that stuff from a billing standpoint so that you can get properly reimbursed for whatever you spend from the flexible spending account because it does go in pre-tax, pre-FICA, pre-everything. So it's a really terrific benefit, no doubt about it. But if you don't use it and you lose it, well, then you just lost all of the advantages. So, Fred, that's what an FSA is, and that's how the carryover provision works. Okay, Ted is next up on the Ray Lucia Show. I am currently spending down my investments for income. A market downturn would be bad. Would a reverse mortgage line of credit be useful during a downturn as a strategy? Yeah. I think it's brilliant because what Ted is talking about here is something we've addressed, I don't know, dozens of times in this program. and I talked about it earlier. It has to do with what we call sequence of returns risk. If you hit a bad sequence and you're spending money from a declining portfolio, do you wonder why I talked a few minutes ago about having those two buckets and then draining the safe money first? It's because if you have to drain from volatility, something that's going down, it exacerbates the loss, doesn't it? You have to sell shares, and when you sell those shares in a losing environment, you never get them back. You never get them back. But if you're selling from winning environments or stable environments, then if you have a loss in the other bucket, over time, that loss gets mitigated and you make a decent amount of money. And as I covered earlier, over a long period of time, that loss may only cost you 1% if you're not spending from that account, but it could cost you 4 percentage points if you are spending from that account. So if you have a reverse mortgage, as an example, you could always draw from the reverse mortgage. It's kind of like Gem and annuity, right? Building your own annuity using your home equity. It's an expensive annuity, but not as bad as they used to be.
Well, in this particular case, it's a line of credit reverse mortgage, so that means there's really no money borrowed until you need it. So it doesn't start compounding on interest until you actually need it, and you can pay down, and it, if your equity increases, then your line of credit increases.
Well, which is very cool, because your line of credit will increase every single year as the property values go up. So I think the people that have poo-pooed reverse mortgages have not studied them effectively. They're not for everybody, that's for sure. But if you want to be an aggressive investor and keep your money invested in those asset classes that will produce the highest potential rate of return, and you want to protect yourself for a couple of years from sequence risk, I think a reverse mortgage line of credit could be exactly what the financial doctor ordered. All right, Mary, Mary. Where are you going to? Was that a Monkey song? I think so. Mary asks, my income prevents me from contributing to a Roth IRA. Please comment on the backdoor strategy of contributing to a traditional IRA and converting. Okay, we've discussed this before. This is a great, great opportunity for individuals that are super, you know, I mean, if she's married, she's making more than couple hundred thousand dollars, so she's doing very, very well. If you make too much money, you can't do a Roth, but anyone can do a non-deductible IRA. Anyone can do it, and anyone, regardless of income, can convert that non-deductible IRA to a Roth. But there are a couple of things you got to be careful of. All right, if you have other IRAs, not 401ks or whatever, but if you have SEPs, simplified employee pensions, or simple IRAs, or traditional IRAs with pre-tax money in them, or non-deductible IRAs with gains in them, then you've got a bit of a problem if you want to do a backdoor because of what we call the proration rules. So the example that I always use, because it's easy to do the math, if you have an IRA with $90,000 in it, and you and your husband, Mary, put $5,000 each into a non-deductible IRA, and you want to backdoor that $10,000 into a Roth, which would be a brilliant strategy, you can't do it, because if you take $10,000 out to convert to the Roth, $1,000 of it will be post-tax money, and $9,000 of it will be pre-tax money, because you have to prorate between the non-deductible and the deductible monies and earnings inside the IRA. The way around it is you take the $90,000 in pre-tax money and you transfer it to a qualified plan, like a 401k plan. That would only leave naked the $10,000 you contributed into the non-deductible IRA. Then you do the backdoor conversion. You've got 10 grand in a Roth and the other money in a 401k. I'm out of time. Well, make it a great day, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
BizTalk Radio.